This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, breeding bull management is important year-round and especially crucial right now. Keeping an eye on body condition, Lacey, is critical, right?
Yeah, we think about that a lot going into the breeding season, and it's definitely important because body condition can really impact semen quality and fertility of bulls. But just as importantly as the season progresses, you don't neglect that. Oftentimes, bulls may lose body condition as they're traveling breeding pastures, and so it's just important to keep monitoring that throughout the season.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll talk breeding ratio when we come back.
Skydancer Casino and Resort presents a night of gaming and entertainment with country superstar Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. Join him for an outdoor concert July 12th. Tickets for this country superstar are only $70, but will increase to $75 30 days before the show. So go to SkyDancerCasino.com to buy your tickets early and save.
From the oil field to the wheat field, some of your big trucks are sure to get dinged. So for light body damage and refinishing to bigger collision repairs, Jerome's Collision Center in Minot repairs many types of large chassis vehicles and semis. With the area's only 50-foot bake spray booth, expect the most durable quality paint finish. For almost 50 years, we've been built for big jobs and efficient turnaround times for you. That's Jerome's Collision Center in Minot. Talking breeding bulls today on Ag Issues with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, tell us more about the average when talking breeding ratio.
So the bull to female ratio across the country is probably somewhere around that one bull to every 25 female average, but it's really something that can range from 1 to 10 all the way out to 1 to 60, and it really depends on your management strategy and your different breeding strategy. So if you're synchronizing females and using AI and then using natural service sires for cleanup, that ratio is going to look a lot differently. Maybe that 1 to 40 to 1 to 60 ratio compared to if you were using traditional natural service, and that would be closer to maybe that national average. But it's really something that depends on a lot of different management factors, especially pasture size, how far those bulls maybe need to walk to water or to just to cover the whole pasture. The terrain of the pasture also really important. So definitely more things to consider than just the number of females per every one bull.
Good stuff, Lacey, as always. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Jerome's Collision Center in Minot, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky is the limit, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.